Let's now turn to the Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 1. These are subordinate doctrines, and they help summarize the teachings of the Bible. And so this catechism, this teaching, in this particular, is an introduction to the rest of the catechism. What's the purpose of this catechism? And we're going to find out very quickly, even from the question itself. So please respond to the question. What is your only comfort in life and in death? That I, with body and soul, both in life and in death, am not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. Satisfied for all my sins, and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, and so preserves me that without the will of my Father in heaven, not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing and readily to live unto him. How many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may live and die happily? Three things. First, the greatness of my sin and misery. Second, how I am redeemed from all my sins and misery. Third, how I am to be thankful to God for such redemption. Sense of God, comfort is the theme of the entire catechism. The catechism is not about being comforted by knowing more stuff about God. We are comforted because we know God more. But in our Western world, we undervalue the word comfort. We confuse the word comfort for comfortable. We associate the word with comfort food or sitting comfortably at a lazy chair or a lazy boy chair, having enough in your bank account so that you feel comfortable. Comfort then is associated with relaxation or being stress-free. But eventually you realize that you can be comfortable and yet have no comfort. If your comfort comes from your feelings, from your possessions and circumstances, then your comfort is superficial. It's paper thin. It will not last. Money comes and goes. Possessions come and go. Your health comes and goes. And when you live long enough, you realize that people come and go as well, even your loved ones. You start to realize your time here is short. And not only is it short, but this short life is filled with hardship, isn't it? It's filled with pain and suffering and tragedy. Is there anything in this life that is lasting? Is there anything that we do in this short life that will matter? Or is Shakespeare right when he says, life is told by a fool, signifying nothing? Is there a comfort that we can bank our entire life on? A comfort where we can go all in, where we can put all of our chips in and know that it will give us and provide us lasting peace. The word comfort means strength or to bring strength. It has the word fort in it, so as in the word fortress. A fortress is a place of protection. It's a place of strength. Your comfort is only as lasting and as strong as the thing you place your comfort in. If the source of your comfort is strong, then as a result, you will be strengthened. There's a reason why the Catechism asks, what is your only comfort? Because in this broken world, there is only one comfort that is strong enough to provide us lasting peace and hope in life and in death. That comfort is only found in the gospel. The Bible tells us that this world is broken because we are broken from the inside out. We by nature rebel against the God who created us for his glory. We by nature hate God and His commands. We by nature have brought about the curse of sin and death into this world. And by nature we have made peace with our own sin. We love the goods that God gives us, that our Creator gives us. But we don't want God Himself. We want the gifts, but we don't want the giver. We then place our comfort in everything and anything in creation except the God we were made for. Except the God we were created to glorify. But in the gospel, Christ came to seek and to save the lost. The sin that should have condemned us was instead placed upon His sinless Son. When we were living for our sin and serving the God of this age, Christ delivered us from the tyranny of the devil. The God that we once hated has now become the Father we love. We now see with eyes of faith that our Heavenly Father so loved us that He gave His only begotten Son that we should not perish. We have been rescued from the city of destruction, and now we walk towards the city whose builder and maker is God. The God who preserves us, our Father who keeps us, who is faithful to us, who began a good work in us, and who will see it to completion. The gospel is a complete comfort because it is founded upon a complete Savior. There is no weakness in the salvation that Christ has provided His people. There is no weakness in our Lord's faithfulness to His promises. There is no weakness in the Holy Spirit who dwells in you to assure you of your eternal life in Christ. And when there is no weakness in the comfort, you will be strengthened. What does the psalmist say? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. How can David have such strength? He can have such strength because there is no weakness in the God in whom he places his trust in. And at the end of that amazing psalm, he says, surely goodness, mercy, shall follow me some of the days of my life. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it doesn't say some of the days. Goodness and mercy shall follow me on my best day. I'm sorry, that doesn't say that either. Surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days. All the days, beloved of Christ. Every day of 2023. Every day unto eternity. There is no weakness in the Christ you place your trust in. He is strong to save. He is strong to keep you all of your days. That's where your strength comes from. Amen.